When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to the Girl CEO Podcast, the playground for female entrepreneurs. My name is Ronnie Brown, and I'm the author of Amazon's best-selling book, From Mopping Floors to Making Millions, and was once a teen mom turned millionaire business mentor. I created my Girl CEO community for women like you. Girl CEO, you are a trailblazer, a creative, an innovator, a boss, and a woman who knows that she deserves more. Join me each week while we uncover what it truly takes to be your own boss and become a successful Girl CEO. And don't worry, sis, I got you.
Hey, girl.
Hi, Ronnie.
Hey.
Hi.
How are you?
I am doing great. Thank you. I didn't know it was going to happen that fast. I'm like, oh.
Well, let me just say this. I miss you. And
I miss you too.
Yeah, I miss you, girl. And I'm so proud of you. I was talking about, stepping outside of your comfort zone. And I was thinking back to when I initially started as an entrepreneur. And I used to get feedback, you know, from coaches and leaders. And it was just, sometimes it can be really defeated. You know, you can feel really defeated when you get that feedback, especially when you feel like you're doing what you're supposed to do. All right. How many of you all on this live and you've ever been in a space where you feel like, okay, I'm doing everything I'm supposed to be doing. And for some reason, it just feels like shit is just not happening for me. Comment in the chat if you've ever felt that way, y'all. Okay. Because I've felt that way in business before. Like, I'm doing everything I'm supposed to do right now.
Right.
And the math just doesn't feel like it's mathing, you know?
Right.
You're like, what's going on? What do I need to do? Let me introduce y'all to my good, good girlfriend real quick. One of my mentees, go ahead and introduce yourself. She's amazing. She's a hard worker, you all. She has a passion for fitness, but she came to me, and what I will say, she came to me for mentorship and coaching. And one of the hardest things with her was stepping outside of her comfort and doing things that she wasn't used to doing. So go ahead and introduce yourself.
So my name is Raishana. I am the founder of Snatched and Savvy, where I help women feel confident about themselves through, you know, weight loss, wearing certain things. And one of our core values is making self-love a priority. That was one of the things you taught too, when you used to be like, Raishana, I'ma just need you to be comfortable with yourself, girl. Like, seriously. And that, like, I hear you in my head all the time. Ronnie, you know, be comfortable with yourself. Like, if Ronnie could see it, so many other people can see it. And it's one of the things that I've worked on ever since our mentorship program. One of the things that I continue to work on.
Yeah, so let's talk a little bit about that. Why do you feel like women initially are not comfortable with stepping outside of their comfort zone and being who they truly are outside of social media or on camera?
Because a lot of times, or, you know, I feel like a lot of times we just get criticized so much about being who we are, or if we're doing something wrong, or if we failed somewhere down the line, we're just criticized and people shame us and disqualify us. So, you know, when you put yourself out there, right, you put yourself out there hoping and praying that this time you'll get it right. This time you won't be judged, right? Or this time, if you are judged, it doesn't hurt or it doesn't affect you as much.
Love it. And when I started working with you, you were so in that space, right?
Yeah.
You were kind of hiding a little bit on social media. You weren't really consistent. And I feel like a lot of the things that you had to implement, it was just like, woo, like this is a lot in one time. To the women who are on here that are in a transitional space and they're changing and they're growing and they're trying to build their businesses, what would you say to them as far as being open to constructive criticism? And how did you overcome just all of the things that I had you switch around with your brain?
Well, I trusted you, Rami, and that was one of the things. And the truth is that you're one of those candid, loving leaders where you're not going to say something that's going to hurt somebody, but you're not going to keep the truth away from them either. And it made me feel comfortable to accept what you were saying, not as something that was criticizing, but something, you know, something that was just going to help me catapult to the next level. I knew that once we were united, I was ready to receive what it was you had to offer in the same token.
And how was it making the changes? Do you feel like it does take time to make that shift? And was it a more of a mental shift from you, or the shift of having to go out and implement certain things and looking at what you were doing and making the change? What was it more so for you?
Rani, it was like a 360 change. It was crazy because even with you critiquing me, I didn't see myself in that way. And it made me mentally, it made me step back and just take a minute to observe who Rayshawna is. You know what I mean? Take a minute of who's Rayshawna as a person, who's Rayshawna as a CEO delivering product. How am I going to show up? And am I showing up the way I really want to show up? Or am I just throwing myself out there? And, you know, I felt like, oh my God, based on your critiquing, I was just throwing myself out there and just throwing my product out there. Just like, here, y'all, here, take it. Take it or leave it. Take it with my underarms unshaved. Take it with my... Just take it. Take it with me mad. Take it with me working out. Just take it. And I didn't see myself in that way. And when you pointed that out to me, it was like, oh my God, an awareness that I didn't know all this time. Not for months, for years, I didn't know this. So it was a new awakening for me. And it allowed me to understand and sit back and say, well, this is how I want to be represented. And this is how I want to be the representation of my brand.
Yeah.
And that was a pivot for me.
Yeah. And let me just say, I know this. I see you redid your office back there and you got all of your branding. Can we get a little, okay.
So the, oh, wait, can you see? Okay. So the other day, so this is the sequence wall with the Snatched and Savvy lighting. And the process of being in the rehab course, I was doing my office, but I wasn't even sure about what direction I wanted to go into. But then let me tell you something. I had a whole bunch of clarity because I remember you talk about this plant. And you was like, girl, get that. That's on Amazon. Get it from Amazon right there. So I got the plant. And I did most of the, let me see if I can turn it around. I did most of the work myself with like decorating it. I put the wallpaper. This is the little area. We just had a fitting. I did one of them QVC numbers that you were talking about where you said, talk about the product. So I have my girlfriends come over for Labor Day. This is another content wall. Yeah. It says You Matter because I wrote a book called You Matter. And this is pretty much.
It's so cute. I'm proud of you.
Can y'all see it?
Yes.
You see the ring light, the little office station over there with the whiteboard, right? Doing a brain dump in the morning. The little fan, it gets hot down here, y'all. But, you know, most importantly, I just really take a moment and digest what you shared with me. and really take it seriously, not take it lightly, just really take it seriously.
Yeah, and one of the things that, you know, I really want to speak on to every single woman and every single person that's listening to this live, you don't have to rush to do anything, all right? I want to touch on this. There were seasons in my business where I was rushing, and I was anxious, and I was skipping steps, and I didn't want to go through the process because I was just so anxious to show the world that my thing is done. You know, and it's here, and I want everyone to see, and I finally want to say that I accomplished this, and it's like, look, y'all, look, I really did this, and I was more anxious to show that I could do it than me being actually in a space where I could take my time and do it right, so when I do put it out there to the marketplace, it's done the right way, right? There were times where I wanted to skip the branding. I didn't want to invest in a person that did, you know, a website a certain way or a logo a certain way. And I used to look for ways early on. This is early on when I first started my entrepreneur journey. I would try to cut corners. And right. What I realized over time is that every single moment in my life where I cut corners, I didn't want to invest in people to do the right things the right way, my stuff showed up as if I cut corners. It looked like it. So was I really, why was I so anxious to show up in the marketplace with something that looked like it was rushed, something that looked like it wasn't done correctly, right? Something that looked like it needed more work. And then what I realized is when I put it out there to my audience, I didn't even get the response that I wanted because they could see that I rushed it.
Right.
They could see that I rushed it. And then I had this space where I felt like, oh, I could just do everything myself.
Right.
I want to take the pictures, I could do it myself. I want to do customer service, I could do it myself. And then I realized that the more I hired myself and I tried to put myself into 5 or 6 or 3 to 4 different positions, y'all, tag y'all friends in this chat. I need to see all at signs in this chat right now. Even if you go back and you're watching this replay, make sure you share this with a few of your friends because people need to know this. Every time I hired myself instead of hiring other people, okay, everything showed up like a shortcut.
For many of us, it's back to the office and back to school time. Establishing a consistent bedtime and wake time routine is key because quality sleep helps boost energy, recovery, and well-being. You all need to learn more about quality sleep for your health and your well-being. My back had been killing me, and I finally decided to go to Sleep Number. When I got there, they laid me down in the bed, they examined where my pain was, and I even got to watch where the pain in my back was coming from via the screen, which is now showing the same exact data on my iPhone via their app, because y'all know I got the bed and my back pain has just disappeared. All right. I went to chiropractors and everything you all can think of from having my children just try to just jump on my back to get rid of the pain. But since I got my Sleep Number bed, my life has been different. When I tell you this thing monitors my sleep at night, it adjusts the different pressure if I turn the wrong way. Heck, it even wakes me up in the morning if I need it to, but it is so comfortable and I can't even begin to tell you all how it warms my feet up at night when I'm cold. So listen, discover the Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed now, all right? Right now, they are having the biggest sale of the year and all the beds are on sale. You save 50% off on a new limited edition smart bed for a limited time only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com/girlCO. Once again, that's sleepnumber.com/girlCEO.
I overextended myself. I was burnt out. I was trying to be all things to my business. I could not use my creativity. I could not be the visionary that I was supposed to be because many of us are called to be visionaries. We can realize what something is supposed to look like. We can map it out, but we have to go and get the people to bring it to life. And the people that we are supposed to get, we often think that those people are supposed to be us. And I went through this with you, coaching you.
Yes. Yes, you did. You was like, Rayshawna, go get you a camera. Go get you a camera, girl. The truth is like you have someone who's telling you how to build your business a way like Nike and Under Armour, like these top brands do it. Go rent out a studio. Go get an Airbnb for a day and go book you some models. Do it the full extent. Do it the full extent. And what I love about that point, that process, Ronnie, is that, and for anybody who is thinking about it, it's like what Ronnie just said, is that you don't have to rush. But mm-hmm. as long as you know what to do, you now know what moves to make. Now you know how you're moving in this building your brand the right way, not half-assing it. If you can't afford it, you now know to save up or do whatever you're doing. Like, I just had this car situation, and I can hear you in my head because I was like, I got to get a new car. Now I'm going into Range Rover. I'm going into these dealers. And I hear Ronnie say, go get that Corolla, baby. Go get that Corolla, baby. And I'm telling you, I'm like, okay, I think I'm going to do a Honda Civic or Corolla because there's other things that I've already started in motion. And for me to just take a back seat because of a huge car note.
And let's just kind of even touch on that as entrepreneurs. The biggest thing that takes us to the next level, the easiest way for you to go to the next level as an entrepreneur is sacrifice. The more I sacrificed for my personal wants and the more I invested in my business, the higher I went. Let me say that one more time. The more I sacrificed with my personal wants and needs, the higher I started to go in life. So there were moments where I didn't have a Range Rover, you know, I didn't have a Tesla back then. I didn't have those types of cars, but I was willing to sacrifice in that season because I knew that if I took my money and I invested it in marketing and I invested in quality product and I invested it in customer service, okay, then my business would eventually position me to be able to go and get a Range Rover because I business would pay for the Range Rover, and then I could get the Range Rover and the Tesla in my business name using my business credit. It's my personal credit because I would have set my business up the right way. I would have had a DUNS number. I would have had an office address. I would have had my cell phone in my business name, and I would be paying that on time. Okay, and then I could go and I could have business credit. And I hope y'all wrote some of those down because I just gave y'all the plate on how to get business credit. All right. Yeah. And then you can go into the dealership and you can purchase something. My nephew's on here. He's young, but he says it. And my son says it all the time. He always says, you got to stay down until you come up.
Yes.
You're right, Earl. 100%. You have to stay down. Until you come up.
Yes.
Some of us want to look like we're up, right? Because we don't want other people to assume that we're down. Well, I want you now where I am in my life, I want you to assume I'm down. I'm down because less people will need less things when they assume that you're down.
Yes.
So you don't want to be out here looking like you're up all the time. And if you're not up, it's okay. Take people on the journey with you. I'm laughing at my nephew. He's like, I'm not young no more. He was young like 15 years. But it's like, what somebody grow up, you still think they young? They be like 30 now.
Okay? Right.
Old. So you automatically think that, okay, they young. But yes. We got to stay down until we come up. It's just like, if you need to go get your Corolla, I would rather be riding around, all right, in a $20,000 or $10,000 or $15,000 car or $10,000 car with six figures in my bank account, right? Riding around in a six figure vehicle with $5,000 to my name. That's not the life. Which one do you want? Let me ask y'all this question. Ask y'all friends in this comment section.
Right.
Do you want to ride around in a six figure car with $5,000 to your name? All right. To your name. Or do you want to drive around in a $5,000 car or a $10,000 car with six figures in your bank account? I'll take riding around in the $5,000 to $10,000 vehicle with the six figures in my bank account or in my investment account or in the stock market making money for me, all right, before I choose the other stuff. Because when I really, when my money starts making money for me, okay,
right,
I am going to be able to go and get that car. And then to be honest with you, hell, I might go just get the car just to put that thing on Turo.
Right.
Other people, right. I don't even want to drive it. It's just like, when you get out of that space of giving a shit what people think, you start thinking like, you get convicted when you're wasting your money. On dumb shit, right?
Yeah.
I can just go put a car on Turo. I can have a Bentley. I would never drive it. I'll just let y'all rent that shit out to show off for people. Okay.
Right. And right now, the cars are so needed. So if you got a car, and cars are so needed right now, it's not even funny. Because what I'm going through, just trying to rent cars here, there, everything, especially up here in Jersey, everything is sold out because of the flood and because of the chip. There's just like, if you put your car in Turo, you can make tons of money.
Yeah, period. For sure. For sure. So I just think,
whether it's a Corolla or a freaking Bentley, somebody's going to rent it.
And that's where we're going. Shout out to all of the badge babes on here. We have about 16 badge babes on here right now. But it's really about the mindset. Once you become free, when you're young, I think, you know, growing up, let me not say when you're, but when I was young, it was more about proving to people that I could, because I was counted out. I was a teen mom. I had kids young. You know, I grew up in the streets, all of that kind of stuff. You want to kind of prove to people that everything that they tell you that you can't do,
you can do it.
Right? Yep. But as you evolve, it changes.
Yes.
Realize that you don't give a shit about proving anything to anybody. The only thing that you have to prove to yourself is that you can be better than you were the day before, or better than you were the year before. Or you're proving to your children that they can too, right? The focus has to shift. And a lot of you all who are on this live, you haven't reached the peak of your success, because so much of your success is rooted in showing off.
Yep. Showing people that you're worthy to be looked at, or, you know, just the whole worthy aspect of having name brand and having big cars and all of this stuff. One thing I love about you, Ronnie, is I love that about you as a mother, you know, and as an entrepreneur. There are so many different priorities that we should be putting in the proper order. And yes. There is a time, I'm like guilty of it. There was a time where I still wanted all of that and still gambling and juggling and gambling and risking it and gambling just to show off. Mm. No more. That's tiring.
No more. And what it does is it shows that there is some insecurity within ourselves.
It does. And there is. I mean, you know, I've had worthy issues because I grew up in New York City and in a certain area where what you had on represented that you was either getting money or you was with somebody who was getting money. Yeah. So, you know, to keep the status quo means to keep spending money on silly stuff.
Yeah. And you have to ask yourself, do you want to buy land? You know, shout out to my girl that just now said that, Nurse Haskins. She said, do you want to buy land or do you want to buy Land Rovers?
Right. Land.
Right?
But look.
If you buy the land will pay for the Land Rovers.
Exactly.
If you invest in the businesses will pay for the things that you... Now, let me just make sure I say this. It's okay to treat yourself and buy yourself things, but we have to buy the assets to cover the liabilities, all right? We can't go and buy the liabilities, but then we don't have any assets. Right. This is about going back to staying down until you come up. Right.
Which is so key for the come up.
Exactly.
It's so key for the come up.
How many of you will tell yourself you're going to complete a project in your business and then you start working on it and realize I should have hired someone? Listen to me. When you are trying to nail an important project, you need to hire some extra help. And thanks to Fiverr Business, they literally put you in front of a world of experts and freelancers, okay? Let me just tell you, you can check out all the reviews. That's what I do before I make the decision on who I'm going to hire. And it's just easier for me. You know, I don't have to deal with any scattered feedback. I can collaborate with my team. I can manage my projects. I can share my freelancers, and I can do everything all in one workspace, okay? Fiverr Business Team will match you with the best talent for every single project. And with that team, you just feel confident knowing that you can do it all, okay? Fiverr has simplified working with multiple freelancers, which I love, and it has allowed me to set my budget and manage my projects with ease, okay? Stop wasting your time searching for talent on social media. Just go to Fiverr Business, okay? With their team of dedicated business success managers, they can help match you with the best talent for your team. You don't have to do all the guessing and the interviews. Guys, I'm telling you, you can literally save yourself from a ton of headaches by just going to Fiverr and finding you a freelancer. It's a simple way to set your business up for success, and it's a big win for productivity and collaboration, okay? Find the freelancers you need to give your next project the boost it needs to finish strong. Right now, you can sign up for Fiverr Business absolutely free for the first year, and you can get 1 year free and save 10% on your purchases on Fiverr Business with promo code GIRLCEO. Just go to fiverr.com/business and don't forget promo code GIRLCEO.
For sure. And here's the thing. A lot of us our businesses could show up in the marketplace differently if we spend less on the other mess and use that money to invest in hire, get employees. We don't want to hire people. We don't want to pay people sometimes. We don't want to pay people what they're worth, right? We don't want to invest in quality cameras. She made a joke earlier, and it may have went over y'all head, but I'm going to pull it back because it is just hilarious, and I have to. But I remember her showing me some pictures that she had took for her company. And once again, it was a season where she was rushing it, trying to put anything out there because she's always just trying to rush. She not caring how it shows up and not caring how it looked. Well, she used to be that way until she started working with me. And she showed me a picture that she was going to use to launch a product. And I'm going to let you tell her. She was like,
Ronnie, it's so funny now because it's just too funny. And Ronnie was just like, I need you to get rid of all the pictures. Get rid of everything. just get rid of everything. And I did. I spent like 2 days clearing off my entire page. And again, like, when you don't have someone who has an eye for quality of building a quality brand, and you just, you know, you're posting for your friends, right? You're posting for your friends, and it may be sufficient enough. It's just a picture to your friends, but to the customer or to the community that you're targeting, right? To your tribe that you want to come follow you, it looks different.
Let me tell y'all different. When she said y'all gonna get these pictures, even with the underarm hair, it was a photo where she was trying to sell something, honey. It was a whole effort on her. I said, we cannot sell these products. And we just died laughing. So when she said that earlier, like, y'all gonna get this product with the underarm hair show or whatever, I probably was like, what the hell was she talking about? It was just rushing.
I had a picture rushing. Where I was just rushing. I was just like, just film me doing this pull-up on this bar. And I just wasn't.
We was on a pull-up bar.
Yes. Do you? I was just like, oh, my God. And I got off the phone, and I was like, child. I called my girlfriend. I was like, child, Ronnie just told me the truth. I said, I didn't even see that. Like, I didn't even see it. And so, oh, my God. And what what really, you know, like I said, what really just took me over the top about you, Ronnie, is that you're so authentic. Like, it cannot be denied. Like, you're not somebody that just wants to talk. You're just so authentic. And then there's a lot of people on social media that's trying to tell you how to market and do things. But there's something about Ronnie, baby.
Oh,
She is so authentic. Like, you want to, that's somebody you want to be around. That's somebody that you're comfortable with explaining and expressing, you know, where you're at and where you want to go. And she sees it. She sees it. And she doesn't, like, I remember there was another young lady who was like, I'm ready to just, I thought I knew what I wanted to do, but I don't know anymore. And she finally was like, hold up, you're not about to abandon the business now. Come on now. If we got to scratch it off, if we got to scratch everything out and start from scratch, we're going to do that, but you're not going to abandon your business. That's unheard of. We don't do that over here. And I love that, because in the journey, you'll be thinking that you're doing everything wrong, that it's just not working, and you don't know if this is what you should be doing. Mm-hmm. And you got Arani that's saying, we got to build it from scratch. We're going to start from scratch. We're going to approach it a different kind of way, and it's going to work, period.
Yeah, because often when it seems like we have a lot to do, that's mm-hmm. the easiest moment for us to say, just screw all of this. I'm just going to keep my job, focus on working. Yes. Like, I don't even want to do this no more. It's too many things I need to revamp, especially when you've already invested in a website. And the website wrong, or you bought all this inventory and didn't sell, you know, or you came out with a product and you launched it and no one bought it. It's at that moment that you truly, in your heart, let me just say, disclaimer, you just say, fuck that shit, right? In your head, you're just like, fuck this. Like, this isn't gonna work. But that is really the test. That's the test for you to really evaluate yourself, to see that when things get rough in your business, which they will, because things have been rough in my business, okay? For me, yes. I got in the car. Things have been rough for her. Things being rough is going to happen. And I think that we go through small tests to see how we are going to be able to handle the big test. So many of you are on here right now. And you're just watching. You probably at your desk. You may be riding in your car. And you're probably thinking, all right, this didn't work, and you put it on the back burner. But let me just say this. You're probably in a season right now where you're being tested. If anyone is in a season right now watching this live where you're being tested, you're being challenged, everything that seems like it could go wrong is potentially going wrong. You feel all over the place. Some of you all, you may feel lonely. You may feel abandoned. You may feel like no one is supporting you. This is a test for you. It's not your final destination, okay? I have my best friend in the car, and we've been in some tough times.
Right.
Tough times. I mean, low moments, all right? Where I've seen her at her lowest, she's seen me at my lowest. We've been neck to neck. We've hated each other, wanted to strangle each other, not be friends anymore. Think of that people go through. We've gone through it. But we learn that every single time we go through a major test, there is a bigger blessing that is coming to us and for us after the test. So I just want to encourage and remind all of you all, your money may be, people may be switching up on you. You may seem like you're not being invited, included, understood. Everything that you can think of, you're going to go through
everything.
Betraying you, people taking money from you, your own family. You may just go through so much. I just want to stress that in this season right now, I want you to focus less on the task at hand, the scenario, what's going on, who's doing what, and more on, okay, God, you want me to be able to overcome battles like this in the future. So right now, I need to
position my mind. Yes.
I position my mind to be able to turmoil in my life, because it's not even about what I'm going through. It's truly about, it's a butterfly on my roof. It's truly about how I respond to what I'm going through. And once every single one of you all get to that space where you understand how to respond to turmoil, all right? How you respond to controversy, how you respond to betrayal, how you respond to letdown. Everything is about your response.
Yes. Woo! Oh my God, everything that is a word.
It's about the lesson. Because once y'all overcome, it ain't about your car breaking down. It's not about you not having your rent money right. It's not about your fake ass friends. Let me tell you something. Praise is the attitude and the posture that you keep when you're going through something rough. Yeah. It's not about just going through it. It's about the attitude that you have when you're going through it.
Yes. Yes,
we've come through so much. And let me just tell you, I think that the thing that got us through every single low moment, people don't understand. They look at us and they be like, you know, we went in direct sales and we did this and we did that. And Ronnie, she's doing coaching and she came from there and grew a 7-figure business now. Like, my accountant, I talked to my accountant the other day, she was just telling me my number. She's like, can you believe that just 2 years ago you walked away from a company and now your company is like, now you're making over $1 million a year through your own companies, over $1 million, doing things that you love, really helping people, really helping other people make money. She said, do you see how God used that? She said, when you were leaving that company, I called her in tears. It's Kim, y'all. They like, you said Jennifer, Kim. It's
Kim. Hi, Kim.
When I was going through that situation, I called my accountant, y'all, and I was just so upset. I was so frustrated. I was so scared, right? But I just want to stress, y'all, in every moment, when you came to me, you were going through something, right? Yes. I remember seeing you teary-eyed in class.
Yes.
Trying to figure it out.
9 times out of 10, when you're building a business, you're always going through something. There's always some fires that you got to put out, and you don't know how to. And that's the hurting point where you just, you know, you have to grow from. Like, just yesterday, I'm like, okay, how am I going to figure these things out? And the things of, like, it's real, like, not having a car and running a business, because my lifestyle was accustomed to having a car. Yeah. So, you know.
You know what it does? It births your creativity.
Yes. Yes.
It does. Every season when I was low and my money was fine.
Yes.
It pushed me to become more creative.
When it comes to losing weight, the first thing that I thought about was the pizza that I was going to have to get rid of. And I was so messed up about it because I don't know about y'all, but I love pizza. And let's just be honest, it can be really overwhelming when you're trying to find a healthier way to eat because of all the equipment, programs, supplements, and all the different stuff that this wellness industry can throw at us, you know? With Noom, you can take a path towards better health one step at a time. I downloaded the Noom app and I absolutely love it. One of the biggest things that it has helped me with is eating more throughout the day. I was one of those people that only ate 1 to 2 times a day because I was always working and I was always busy. And Noom helped me learn that I need to eat more in order to drop these pounds. Another really cool thing that I learned from Noom was the fact that I needed to eat low density foods. All the heavy stuff, heavy meats, that wasn't going to help me along the way. So I'm starting my morning off with light foods, and just the process and the information that it gives you every day. I feel like I'm learning more, and it makes me want to use the Noom app every day and to track my progress along the way. What I've learned is a healthier life doesn't mean sticking to someone else's strict rules. It means having more knowledge to build smarter and more sustainable habits. Everybody's journey looks different. Noom customizes a program for you based on your personal goal. And 80% of Noom users finish a program, and over 60% have stuck with their goals for at least a year. Start building better habits for healthier long-term results. Sign up for your trial at noom.com/girlco.
More creative.
I started to develop ways that I could come up out of the shell. I am let me just say, I am a big believer in telling people, you want to become a visionary? You want to become a creative? You want to become a goddamn beast? Right? Get into your low season.
Right.
Your low season is going to turn you into a beast. You're going to become creative. You're going to be motivated. You're going to think outside the box. Hell, I told somebody the other day, I said, damn, you know, the down part of making money and having a lot of success is that sometimes you become content and comfortable that you're not even in a corner no more. You lose your creativity. I said, sometimes you need to go through a bump so you can reach back into your bag and get creative again and start thinking again and start going through some things again, because some of you all have gotten to a space of success where you're making 5,000 or 10,000 or, you know, five figures a month, or hell, six figures a month, right? That's a lot of people on here that follow me that's winning, that's making a whole lot of money. It's a lot of successful women that follow me, but you have tapped out of your creative space.
Yes.
You didn't tap out of your creative space because you got comfortable again.
You got comfortable. Yeah.
You ain't talking to people the way you used to talk to people. You're not promoting yourself the way you used to promote yourself.
You ain't hungry no more.
You ain't hungry no more.
You ain't
hunting. You're not hunting the way you used to hunt. You know, we talk about how we used to be. Y'all know when we used to be at work, we was out here hunting, okay? Hunting, right? But then you start and you work for yourself. And I'm going to tell y'all that's on this live, all right? And we're going to wrap this up because I'm not going to talk y'all head off. But some of y'all were going harder for other people than you are willing to go for yourself. And I'm going to leave it on this note. Y'all out here rallying, waking up every day, 6 o'clock in the morning, 5 o'clock in the morning, you get in your car, you riding to these offices, you staying late, you working overtime, you've invested 3 years, 4 years, 5 years, 6 years, 7 years. Hell, some of y'all on here, you've been somewhere for 10 years.
I invested and 11 years. 11 years in a company.
11 years. 11 years in something at any given moment, right?
Mm-mm.
Y'all can be gone. I'm not going to get too deep in it, but you know, even today, for all of you all who are like, I don't want to put this and put that in my body, and look at what is happening to federal employees who are being told that sooner or later it's going to be mandatory for you to do this, mandatory for you to do that, and it's going to really affect how you feed your children. If y'all don't understand that ownership is the only true freedom, then I don't know what to tell you. If in this moment you are not getting up and creating something for yourself, a source or stream of income that at any given time when someone else decides, because the key word is when someone else can decide that you are no longer of value and they can let you go, what will you do?
What will you do?
What will you do? What will you do? So I want to encourage you all, the effort, okay? The effort that you have invested in other people's visions, other people's missions, other people's businesses, other people's brands. Have that same effort for yourself. Please.
Please.
Go hard for yourself. The way you were out here passing out flyers, doing three-way calls, doing home meetings, going around talking to strangers, okay, for something that was never really yours, because I had to check myself on that. I want to see you go hard for your thing like that. That's your challenge for today.
Yes, that's a good challenge, because I remember making spreadsheets for everything for the company, spreadsheets for this department, spreadsheets for that department. And now, when I make spreadsheets for myself, I'm so thankful.
Go so hard for yourself. I was just talking to my best friend earlier. She was like, yeah, you know, people were telling me that they missed seeing me on live and stuff like that. And I was about to tell her, I ain't telling yet, but I'm going to tell her ass.
She's going
to
tell me on live.
I'm going to tell her ass right now. When we was working for that damn company, you was going live.
You was going live, right.
I'm in this passenger seat getting chin chat.
You was, when we was working for that company, you was going live.
Right.
And it was on your schedule, right?
On a schedule,
right. You was hustling for the man, you was going live, right? Now you over here killing it. And let me just say, she killing it in real estate right now. you know, closing deals, doing investing. But it's like, why are you not going live and promoting yourself like that now?
Did you know that in the last year, rates of anxiety and depression have doubled in the U.S.? These days, it can take weeks to get to a traditional therapy appointment. That's why you need to check out Cerebral. Cerebral is an online mental health service that offers prescription medication, counseling, and therapy for anxiety, depression, ADHD, insomnia, and more. One of the few services that provide prescription medications online through a licensed provider and ships medication straight to your door. They also have unlimited messaging with your care team. With the Cerebral mobile app, it's like having your own personal care team wherever you go. You're able to connect with your counselor and your therapist on your own schedule through your laptop or the Cerebral mobile app. And you get affordable treatment that are 1/3 of the price of traditional therapy. And for all of our Girl CEO listeners on this program, you can receive 65% off on your first month of medication management and care counseling at getcerebral.com/girlceo. Go to getcerebral.com/girlceo for 65% off your first month. That's just a total of $30 to get started. Join Cerebral today on their mission to make quality mental health care accessible and affordable for all.
Right. It was moments you like, I gotta get off. I gotta live schedule that 7 o'clock. I'm going live 7 o'clock every morning. I'm be talking about this. Why?
Because you hit the nail on the head, right? The valley produces the creativity. And when you're in the valley in life, I heard somebody else say this. They said that people who have money are dumb, right? Mm. And he said the reason why is because when you got money, you throw money at all your problems. But when you don't have any money to solve the problems, then it causes you to think your way out of something. Mm-hmm. And when you get money, you get comfortable. I'm going to just pay somebody to do this. Mm-hmm. I just was talking to somebody and telling them, like, I'm paying people to do stuff for my company. And sometimes it is good. Sometimes you do need to pay people to scale up.
Oh, I know.
But some things in your company have to be done by you because nobody's going to have the passion for your vision
Or the vision.
Yeah.
So y'all gonna see me on live.
Somebody was just saying I miss Kim on Facebook Live.
Kim getting a little money now. She don't even want to be on social media anymore. The other day she said some shit to me. You know, after next year, I probably don't even be on Instagram or social media anymore. I'm like, oh, you real rich now. You just shut down all advertising at this point. Because this one dream real, real big, okay? So it's like, we ain't even there yet, but you ready to just jump off the thing and not even promote your brand no more. Then look, she's like, I'm doing investment, but I don't even know if I want them to know.
Kim, I don't know how Kim tried to even pull that with a friend like Ronnie. You can't even do that, Kim. She let me live that day,
but now today she gonna bust me out in front of her audience.
You know she was thinking about it for a minute, like, wait, hold up.
Girl, I'm like, you are not about to stop promoting yourself.
Let me tell you one thing about having a best friend like her. If you have a gift in you, she's not going to stop pushing you until you let the gift out. Period. Because I was like, I said, you know, I'm investing and I'm doing stuff. And she's like, well, you got to teach it. And I was like, well, I don't know if I want to teach. I just want to be left alone. I just want to collect my money and just don't sit back. I said, I'll go to your stuff with you and I'll support you.
I'll support you, right?
And she said, she looked at me like, you're a teacher.
Little selfish self.
So you're a teacher. You're not allowed to keep those gifts to yourself.
I need to tell y'all. How we gonna leave a legacy on this earth if we don't impact the lives of other people? We get all the knowledge, we get all of the information, and we making the money. I feel feel like it's a disservice if we don't help other people.
If you don't help
absolutely.
Others, right.
Absolutely, absolutely.
How, we supposed to be the freaking, you know, like, come on. It's like, how we going to be the Harriet Tubmans of entrepreneurship if we ain't going to help the rest of our people get free? Once we make it, we got to go back and get
some people. And look, I'm lying.
Get some people.
I'm lying. I was just having a moment. Let me tell you one thing about me. Everything that's good to me, I want to tell everybody about it.
And you know how I know she going to want to teach? Because let me tell you what be happening. She act like she don't want to be bothered. But the moment I get on this goddamn live and I start talking,
I can't help it.
She can't shut up. She gonna get in this live. The moment live, she gonna make her presence known. She gonna add to the teaching. Okay, she gonna add value. But long story short, sis, I'm proud of you. Congratulations on all your success. And I just love having these friend conversations. I'm about to start doing so much more of this on my podcast. Make sure y'all go download the Girl CO podcast. If y'all have not downloaded the Girl CO podcast, because y'all missing out. I'm about to start bringing my best friends on my podcast. We're going to be interviewing people. That's a whole nother like conversation. But I'm proud of you.
Thank you, Ronnie. I'm excited for you.
I love your workout clothes. I love your products. I love what you're doing. Congratulations on remodeling your new office. I got one question. I'm going to let you go. How do you feel now after being a student of the Brand Rehab? How are things going for you now? How's your business going? Just brag on yourself for like 2 minutes.
Well, I feel great. What I love is that now I have somebody like Ronnie to go to, and not just if I can't pick up the phone, but I have your page. I have your page. I have Girl CEO, and it just be those little tad big things that I need. But I feel great, and I feel like I'm in a great position. And you brought the newness not only to me but to my brand. And now I feel good that so many other people will see this. So many other people will understand what Snatched and Savvy is about, because now I have the aesthetics, the social media aesthetics to go to, because we are very visual people.
Yes.
And I have the aesthetics now to grasp the attention of my tribe. So I'm really happy about it. I make money every single day, but I also work hard, right? I make money every single
day. That's a blessing.
It's a blessing. And you know, and I'm so thankful that if, you know, some people, if I only relied on social media, and this is one of the things I do want to say is like, don't get caught up with who's not liking, because there's so many people that's watching. And don't get caught up with who's not purchasing, because there's so many other people who's not on social media that heard about you through somebody who is. Yeah. Right? So just don't give up. And I'm proud of myself today at this very moment that I didn't give up, because maybe last week I did, even 2 days ago, but I'm so thankful that I had this IG live today to look forward to, because months ago I invested in myself and my brand to get knowledge from somebody who knows what they're doing. Like, and if you don't know what you're doing, you have somebody that knows what they're doing. And that's the best thing. That's the best next step to do, is to get with somebody who does know.
So you won't make the same mistakes they made, baby. Whoo, save me the mistakes. That's about the most valuable thing you can do for me.
Save me
the mistakes. You want to add some value to my life, help me not make the same mistakes that costed you, please.
And there's so many things that's in Ronnie's brain. Like, you should have something called Ronnie's Brain. See, Ronnie's Brain. There's so many things for Ronnie's Brain. Like, even if you did like 3 or 4 of those things, you're on your way. You're on your way to a good, you know, to a good start. So I'm so thankful. I'm more than anything, I'm just thankful, and I'm great. I'm just thankful.
Well, I love you. I'm proud of you.
Oh, I love you.
I'm always watching you, and I'm excited for you, and everything's going to work out with your car. You get money now. Go get you. What I say, go get that what?
Go get you a Corolla, baby. Go get that Corolla.
And then when we come back in 2-3 years, you're going to be like, remember when I had that Corolla, baby? And then you're going to go and that, and your new car is going to be in your business name. But we're going to stay down until we come up, okay?
Yes, absolutely.
I love you, boo. Give everybody your Instagram and your website.
Oh, my name is Rayshawna Love, but I have snatchedandsavvy.com, and you can follow me right here on Instagram, Snatched and Savvy. Yep, and we're right here. We're here to stay, so just anticipate. I remember, wait, Ronnie, I got to say one time. I remember when you said you was watching me. I remember when I wasn't posting nothing for like a month. And this is real talk, y'all. I wasn't posting anything because the truth is, and Ronnie said, I thought I done scared you off of Instagram. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Because at that point, I did not want to post anything that didn't represent my company or wasn't quality. And from this point on, if I can say anything, is that take your business seriously. Take yourself seriously enough to understand that you deserve quality and you deserve to put out quality.
Love it. Love it. And some people in here are asking for my best friend's live. I mean, my best friend's page. Her Instagram is Kim Nori Ali. Is that right, sis?
Yeah, Kim Nori Ali.
Yep. And that's K-I-M-N-U-R-I.
No. N-U-R-A.
N-U-R-A.
A-L-I.
A-L-I. All right. So y'all can go follow her too.
And y'all Kim, I'm going to be on you with them lives. I'm going to be watching you too.
Before she try to move out the country and duck off. That's a whole nother story, y'all.
That's a whole nother live. Don't get
started. She's talking about we moving somewhere. I said, girl, I'm going to leave that alone for now, okay? Bye, y'all. I love y'all.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get half gallons of delicious Kroger milk for $1.29 each. Then get flavorful Tyson Natural Boneless Chicken Breasts for $2.49 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.